KFIZ News Time is 9:11, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday. It's the 17th day of March of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us here on KFIZ. We're coming to you from the AirTech Heating Studios, and we kick off hour number two of Fond du Lac today here this morning. Of course, each Wednesday around this time, we check in with Envision Greater Fond du Lac and get some updates on programs, services, different things they have going on. And joining us on the phone line this morning is Elle Henney. She's going to tell us about a broadband survey Envision is in partnership with Fond du Lac County, talking about access to broadband internet and service in the county. Elle, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
We're doing well. It's another day here, and it's an interesting topic here. This is something I know Governor Tony Evers has commented on, and in his budget address, he talked about allocating money for improved broadband access, and I know Envision is kind of taking a step toward improving that access here in the county with this survey. So kind of explain what the survey is all about, and what type of input are you looking for from county residents with this?
Yeah, so as you said, Governor Tony Evers has said that he would pledge $200 million in his state budget to go towards broadband initiatives. And a little bit of background on this, why we're looking at addressing this more now, is partially because during 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw so many people who were either engaging in their education at home, they were working at home, telecommuting, or they had to receive health services via telehealth. And so with that happening, it really just highlighted the inequity in our community, primarily between the rural and urban communities, where the rural folks don't necessarily have very good access or don't have access at all to internet. And so Fond du Lac County, here with Envision Greater Fond du Lac, we participated in a broadband connectors pilot, which was through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and that gave us some technical assistance to become more prepared to apply for some of these broadband grants that are going to be coming out. And what came out of this was that broadband survey that you mentioned. And so we are really looking for residents to go ahead and fill out this survey. It doesn't take very long at all, probably a couple of minutes. Just let us know, what do you use your internet for? How well does it function? Who's your internet provider? How much do you pay? And things of that nature.
As you said, this this pandemic has caused a shift in so many things with the stay-at-home orders, which went into effect, I think it was 1 year ago today. We were all, preparing for, diving headfirst into that unknown of, how is this going to work? Are we going to be able to, allow my kids to do that virtual learning? Am I going to be able to, connect to my my office meetings or whatever it may be? And it really highlighted that gap between rural and urban, not just here locally, but across the state. And I know Wisconsin's probably not the only state that is dealing with issues like this. So really an important topic, and it's important for folks to weigh in on this, isn't it?
It is really important. And, things have shifted throughout COVID-19, where now we're seeing more people who are back in the office. Mm-hmm. Healthcare providers are allowing folks to come in. And a lot of students are back in school full-time in person. But, looking at the results of our survey, we're still seeing almost 50% of people who telecommute, use the internet for their education, or use it for telehealth. So it's still extremely important. And I think it's going to continue being a priority now that folks have realized, I can do a lot of things from the comfort of my home using the internet.
And it's not just the telehealth, the telecommuting, the online school, too. It's just, day-to-day internet access. A lot of us have, streaming TV, or, we want to use the internet to check on a sports score or whatever it may be. If the access isn't there, it's tough to do that for the kind of, not work-related things that we might do on the internet, too, right?
Right. It's a quality of life issue. Mm-hmm. So we're going to essentially it's saying, if you're in the rural area, you can't get internet, you can't pay your bills online, you can't watch TV, you can't play video games, you can't do all of these things that people who live in a more urban area are able to do. So that inequity is huge.
And you mentioned off the air, Elle, you have some initial results, at least for the surveys that have been completed so far. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we have a little over 1,400 individuals who have filled out that survey, or 1,400 households, I should say. And so far, we're seeing about 10% of people who don't have internet service at all, but they want to have it. And then another 65% who say, I have internet, but it doesn't really meet my needs. So that's three quarters of our county that isn't satisfied with their internet service or internet access. So that's a huge issue right there. Obviously, doing this assessment is necessary so that we can get these grants to improve it. But aside from that, like I said, we're still seeing about 50% of folks who use the internet for some of these basic life things like education, work, or health services. So that's kind of what we're looking at. And we just ask anybody out there who has not yet filled out this survey to go out to our Envision Greater Fond du Lac website and do so.
Is there a deadline you'd like people to complete the survey by for this?
Right now, we don't have a deadline for this survey. We're really trying to keep it open as long as we can to get an appropriate number of responses. But I would say if you want your voice to be heard and you want your opinion included in the results of the survey, try to do so in the next 2 weeks.
Very good. Elle, anything else you want people to know about this survey? Anything else with Envision you want people to be aware of this morning?
I would say as well, for our business community, keep your eye out. We're going to be launching a business version of this survey here in the next couple of weeks. So we'll have some information coming out at the end of March about that survey.
Very good. Elle, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yep. You have a good day.
You too. That's Elle Henney joining us from Envision Greater Fond du Lac talking about this broadband survey that Envision and and Fond du Lac County period is putting on this morning. The survey was announced back on March 1st. If you want to take that survey that we talked about this morning, go to Envision's website, envisiongreaterfdl.com, and look for the broadband survey. There is a direct link here in the press release that was given. EnvisionGreaterFDL.com/broadband is the direct site there. But if you go to their main website, EnvisionGreaterFDL.com, you should be able to find it there. Thanks to Elle for her time.